From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, wrapping up the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington. President Obama said global efforts to stop terrorists and others from using nuclear weapons are by no means finished, even though progress has been made.
All the highly enriched uranium and plutonium from more than 50 facilities in 30 countries, more than 3.8 tons, which is more than enough to create 150 nuclear weapons. That's material that will never fall into the hands of terrorists.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a heightened time. Concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program has also been closely studied, and this comes as controversy develops of South Korea over the North's GPS jamming. Also at the Nuclear Security Summit, President Obama said Tehran has to do more to prove to global firms that Iran is a safe place in which to do business. Iran is still barred from access to U.S. financial systems, but wants to deal in dollars instead of weaker currencies. Mr. Obama said Iran so far has followed the letter of the nuclear deal with the world's six powers, and its provocative actions may be scaring off businesses. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan Ali Dor had been head of the team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terrorist attacks in the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma is denying misconduct after the Constitutional Court ruled he misused part of the $20 million in state funds intended for insecurity improvements at his home. Zuma apologized during a broadcast address on Friday, saying he acted in good faith when using government funds, adding a swimming pool and an amphitheater to his private residence.
I wish to emphasize that I never knowingly or deliberately set out to violate the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the Republic.
Opposition leaders are calling for Zuma's impeachment. Although that seems unlikely, Zuma's misstep could energize a movement to force his resignation. Amnesty International says Turkey has been rounding up and forcibly sending about 100 refugees back to Syria nearly every day since January. The human rights group said Turkey's actions highlight flaws in the refugee deal between Ankara and the European Union. Ahead of Monday's start of a new EU agreement with Turkey, the United Nations reminded Turkey of its obligation toward refugees. Melissa Fleming is the spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency.
Obviously, safeguards need to be put in place before this deal could be implemented in a way that we believe would be legal and safe for people.
In exchange for Turkey accepting Syrian refugees, Turkey would get financial aid, visa-free travel across the EU for Turkish citizens, and an accelerated EU membership process. Vietnam's National Assembly has elected a top police official as its next president as that country moves through a political transition that will see a new prime minister elected in the coming days. Vietnamese lawmakers named Tran Dai Quang to the presidency, a largely ceremonial role, position that makes him the second highest official in the country as head of state and top military commander. Challenges facing Quang include a territorial dispute with China in the South China Sea. He's also vowed to raise Vietnam's profile in the international community. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump, the Republican presidential frontrunner, says he does not disagree with those who say abortion is murder. Trump's comments coming in an interview with CBS. Earlier in the week, he shocked many when he said if abortions were outlawed, women would receive them, would be punished. But he quickly abandoned that controversial position with a wave of criticism. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.